With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough. Best-selling author Tom Engelberger will be at Hastings in Jonesboro tomorrow night at 7 o'clock to sign copies of his newest book, The Surprise Attack of Jabba the Puppet. It's the latest installment of his Origami Yoda book series for middle schoolers, a series which has over 4 million copies in print. Mr. Engelberger joins me by phone today. Thank you so much for taking some time to speak with me.
Hi, how you doing? I'm glad to talk to you.
Well, first, if you would describe for our listeners the concept behind your series of Origami Yoda books.
Okay. Well, it does not take place in a galaxy far, far away. That's the first thing you should know. Even though they're Star Wars books, they take place on Earth, and they're books about kids at a middle school. And one of them, one day, brings to school a Yoda finger puppet that he's made out of paper. So that's an Origami Yoda. And, of course, at first everybody thinks this is just him being weird, because he's a very weird kid. But then they start to realize that when he makes Origami Yoda talk, Origami Yoda has some pretty good stuff to say. His predictions come true. His advice works out great. And so they're trying to figure out, how's it possible that this weird kid could have this finger puppet that knows so much? Is it the Force? Is it a trick? And that's where the books get started, and it just sort of spirals out of control from there.
Why an Origami Yoda? Why not an Origami Spock or an Origami Papa Smurf?
Well, I think we all know why it's not Origami Papa Smurf. As Origami Spock, I've certainly thought about, and I believe some kids have made Origami Spocks to send to me, and I do love Star Trek, but I am a Star Wars fan through and through. I saw Star Wars when I was a kid, collected Star Wars, read, watch, love Star Wars. I just find it to be an amazing universe, and I'm so glad that it worked out this way, because now when it's time to write a new book, you know, I'm not running out of ideas because there's a million great Star Wars characters to choose from.
Well, is there a favorite character from the films that you've yet to be able to include into one of your books?
Well, I don't know how much you know your prequels, but there's General Grievous, the angry robot cyborg. He is such a fantastic character, and I'm hoping to do a book about him, too. But there's so many great characters, a lot of people are wondering, what about Princess Leia? Because she hasn't really shown up yet, and I hope she shows up very soon, because she's an amazing character. She would do a lot to help out the middle schoolers with all their middle school troubles.
Okay, so we've established why it's Yoda. Now, why Origami?
Well, I've loved Origami ever since I was a little kid. I think I maybe even got started on Origami before Star Wars. But one day, I was looking around on the internet, and I saw a Origami Yoda that had been folded by a Japanese origami master named Kawahata. And the Kawahata Yoda is absolutely amazing. You should absolutely Google it if you've never seen it. It's gone viral, though. It's been all around the internet 20 times. But when I saw it, I wanted to fold one, but it was way too hard for me. I mean, I'm not an origami master. I can barely fold. So when I saw this thing, I loved it, and I wanted my own Origami Yoda, but I knew trying to fold that one wouldn't work. So I folded a super simple one, really simple. And that one fit on my finger like a finger puppet, and that's what gave me the idea for the book. The actual puppet was first. It's not like I sat down and thought, what would be a good book? I actually had this thing on my finger, and that's where the idea came from.
A theme that runs through your books is navigating the challenges of being a middle schooler and seeking direction and advice on how to socially interact with peers, how children react to one another at that particular age. Talk to us a little bit about how you address those types of issues in your books.
Well, the books have a lot in common with my own middle school disasters. And my problem was I needed Origami Yoda to give me some advice, because I had an infinite number of problems, and I was just as weird or maybe weirder than the kid in the book. And if Origami Yoda just could have given me some advice, and sometimes that advice just would have been stop talking for a little bit, but I didn't have Origami Yoda, and so the disasters continued. So basically what I'm doing, sometimes repeating an exact disaster from my own days, but giving it Origami Yoda's advice, or maybe Chewbacca's advice, or maybe even seeing what happens when Jabba the Hutt enters the picture. So it's just an interesting way of rewriting history, changing my own history by giving it the force.
I'm a father of children in the target age range for your books, and I know it can be kind of challenging as a parent to find books that capture their interest and make children that age want to read. What do you feel is the success to create a book that middle schoolers will want to read?
Well, generally the way I try to write is I try to write books for me when I was in the sixth grade. I have a pretty good memory of the books I was reading then and the kind of books I wanted to read then, and I just try to write more of those. So I think, kids want more action than description. They want funny. They want stories that have a real ending. They want a solid plot, and they want characters that they recognize. And so I try to give them all those things.
So how did George Lucas and Lucasfilm react to your books?
Well, when we first started down this road, we were scared to death of Lucasfilm. And we thought, oh boy, Lucasfilm is going to say no, and the whole thing is doomed. And it turns out the people at Lucasfilm are incredibly nice. They're just the greatest bunch of people. And so they greenlit the whole thing, and they've approved just about everything I've ever asked to do. They're just amazing. A couple years ago, I broke my leg, and they actually sent me cookies from Lucasfilm.
Well, as a Star Wars fan yourself, what does the promise of the new movies in the series mean to you? Perhaps new characters to include in your books?
Absolutely. I hope so. I can't wait to see who these new characters are and see which one speaks to me and see which one would make a great character for a book. Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
Now, your appearance at Hastings in Jonesboro tomorrow night will be more than just a book signing. Tell us a little bit about what else will be occurring while you're there at the store.
Well, we have a great time at these events, and I just love them. They give me the energy to keep writing the books because I get to meet kids, and some kids that already know the books, and some kids have never heard of them, and some kids bring really elaborate Star Wars origami they've made, and some kids have never folded anything. So we have fun, I draw some pictures, we goof around, and then the big moment comes when I hand out green paper to everybody, and usually somebody from the audience comes up and helps me fold a giant Origami Yoda. And then everybody follows along with their smaller paper, and when it's all over, we have a whole bookstore full of Origami Yodas. It's such a great time. It totally re-energizes me to get started on the next book.
Well, it makes me smile just thinking about that scene, imagining what that will be like.
I tell you, I can't get enough of it. I have everybody say, "May the Force be with you." And I tell you, you can feel the Force. I mean, it's incredible. There is something about Star Wars that borders on the supernatural. It just excites so many people in so many different ways, and it's just a thrill for me to be part of it.
Tom Engelberger is the author of the New York Times best-selling Origami Yoda books for middle schoolers. The fourth book in the series, The Surprise Attack of Jabba the Puppet, arrives in stores today, and Mr. Engelberger will be at the Hastings on Caraway Road in Jonesboro tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for a presentation, book signing, and origami folding demonstration. More information about this appearance can be found at kasu.org. Click on events. And you can learn more about Mr. Engelberger's unique set of books at his website, origamiyoda.com. With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough.